Well, the situation in India just gets worse. Now the Indian Premier League COVID bubble has seen a breach. Aussies Pat Cummins and Ben Cutting are in isolation because two of their teammates have tested positive. There are 36 Aussie cricketers still stuck over there. The country is racing towards 20 million total infections. Professor Nigel McMillan is an infectious diseases expert at Griffith University. He's on the line. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
Is it going to get worse than what it is now in India, or is there any signs out there that they're on their way back?
You know, it's going to get much worse. I think that when you look at the graphs, this thing's going straight up in the air. From the sort of their first wave back in August last year, where they peaked out 100,000 a day, they've just blown that out of the water. And really, the only way they're going to get this under control is through the sorts of measures we take here, perhaps in Australia, with, you know, severe lockdowns and vaccination. And they don't seem to be wanting to do the lockdown route at all, at least at a national level. So things are going to get much worse before they get better.
It was only a week and a half ago they were still holding political rallies and festivals.
Yeah, and it sort of seems to have come from that particular activity. So since about January, where they've really relaxed. And it's another example of just relaxing too soon. You see it time and time again. France did it. You know, the UK did it to an extent. Well, the US never really did it. They just kept on going. But look, you know, relaxing too early has a consequence, and this is exactly what's happened here.
What about our cricketers over there? We've now got some of our cricketers in isolation. There are still games to be played. And whenever you play games, that risk just rises.
Yeah, look, this just tells you how difficult this virus is to control. You know, you can see it in our own hotel quarantine, but these guys were in a pretty restricted bio-bubble by the looks of it, and yet they've still got infected. And, you know, one of the cases appears to have come from a player going off and getting a scan outside the bubble, and look, this virus is so infectious. So, look, they are going to be in a pretty tough spot. I guess you really question why they might want to be there and if the IPL should be going on, you know, considering the number of lives lost and the fact that really, you know, the situation there is so bad, the lack of oxygen, etc., maybe resources could be put into something better.
At home, the first Australians in the over 50s bracket have now rolled up their sleeves for the AstraZeneca jab. We seem to be making up for some lost ground here as far as the number of people who've now had the COVID vaccine, 2.2 million doses handed out so far.
Yeah, we were behind, and, you know, supply constraints clearly is the issue all over the world, even in India. And I'll be rolling my sleeve up in about 2 hours' time for my own dose, and my wife and I will be getting vaccinated with the AstraZeneca and look forward to it. But it is a welcome catch-up, and really, I think with this hesitancy we're seeing, I think probably the best way we're going to get over it is just to have people know people who have been vaccinated, because the risks are really very small.
We really appreciate you jumping on the line so early. Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem, Ben. Thanks.
Professor Nigel McMillan, infectious diseases expert at Griffith University.